Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a big chop toward third, charging Arenado, bare hands it, and throws to first in time. Ball game over. Arenado, barehanded, rifled it to first, getting Swanson by half a step, and the ball game is over.
That was Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer on the score as the Cubs lost 8-7 to the Cardinals in Game 2 of this series in St. Louis. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody on 670 The Score. And unfortunately, Dansby Swanson getting into a bit of the hitting pattern that we saw earlier in the season. It was most glaring when we saw the numbers last night. Swanson, with runners in scoring position, is now, for the season, batting 141. He has 27 strikeouts in those scenarios compared to 22 RBIs. He also has 7 walks in that total as well. But 141 with runners in scoring position. And I know I'm hard on him, but it's partially because he's the Cubs' highest paid player. He's who they wanted to build around. He's the one who is making $177 million with the contract. And unfortunately, I expect him to do more in that scenario. OPS combined is 420 with runners in scoring position. And right now, as it stands, Swanson is your number 5 hitter in the lineup. And when it just comes to optics, your highest paid player shouldn't be the one who's got those numbers with runners in scoring position. Not in today's Major League Baseball. Pay somebody else, pay Kyle Tucker, to make that not the case. But either way, it says a lot, unfortunately, about what we're seeing out of him offensively. I'd say at this point, the past season and a half.
Listen, I've been an advocate since the start of the season. We can go back, right? The Dansby Swanson should be a little bit higher because, remember, they had Matt Shaw initially in that 5-hole. The batting order looks so different because Nico Hoerner was a bottom third hitter at the start of the season. Remember that. But to your point, Layla, he's played more games batting fifth than anywhere else. And in 45 games started batting fifth, he's batting .215 with a .267 on-base percentage and a .387 slug. Now, the slug I can live with. That's 8 home runs in that. But out of what you just talked about, in those at-bats, those plate appearances where he's had runners in scoring position, it's not just that he's 11 for 78. It's the fact that of those 11 hits, he's had a double, a triple, and a home run. And if you're going to do what you did to start this series and bat that man cleanup, it's a lot on Craig Counsell. Because in 6 games now where he's batted cleanup for the team, he is now 2 for 24. That's a .083 batting average.
No, it's 83.
I know it's a small sample size. What? With a 120 on-base percentage and an .083 slug.
83.
Those 2 hits, by the way, were, yes, singles. So if you look at where he's batted elsewhere in the order, when he bats 7th, 7 games there, batting .417. When he bats 8th, 9 games there.
There we go.
.387. Uh-huh. And OPS is above 1.3 7th, 1.1 8th. He's got to bat lower in the order. Nico should bat ahead of him. Yes, but he's got a bat lower in the order.
I think part of the issue for me is knowing who was available when the Cubs wanted to sign a shortstop. And they talk about intelligent spending. When you consider Trey Turner was available, Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts. And they talk so much about how they wanted to spend their money compared to the other contracts that we saw. I think all of that is great in theory. But if in practice, the person that you made the most valuable on your team has an OPS this season of 706. That's a concern for me. You just need more offensively out of the guys that you want to have value for you. Even if overall that number is lower relative to the others I just mentioned contract-wise.
And as Marshall outlined very well, look, he had the slump at the beginning of the year, and then Craig Counsell did what he had to do. Finally, after chance after chance after chance, put him down in the order, he starts hitting everything. It's where he has like gotten, as you pointed out, it's where the bulk of his production has been. So it seems like a pretty simple solution, to be honest with you. It worked once for you, Kreggers. Let's try it again. Let's put him down in the lineup, and maybe this time you have to keep him there. Part of the reason they don't is because of what you said at the beginning, Layla, or your overall overriding point is that he's the highest paid player on the team. Do you really want to Jason Hayward this guy and sink him at the bottom of the lineup?
Hayward had a career average 5 WAR when he was signed to this team.
Yeah.
Swanson did not. We were concerned about the numbers offensively.
And yeah. A lot of this has to do with the fact that 203 and 200 are the batting averages for Carson Kelly in the months of May and June, respectively. That's why he got the bump up.
And it makes sense. And I don't want to be this hard on him necessarily, knowing what I know about his offensive profile. But I think everybody thought that it was going to get better.
I think so, too. And, you know, for whatever it's worth, too, I don't think Swanson was their first choice. I mean, he was sort of like what became available in that great shortstop class, as you pointed out. But he was a good player. Like, he didn't have the same WAR coming in, but he was still a player who was expected to do big things with the Cubs, and it just hasn't been consistent except for that very first half of his first year with the Cubs.
And on other teams, if it's the Dodgers, if it's the Mets, if it's somebody with higher payroll, we're not scrutinizing it as much because chances are you've signed a guy like Kyle Tucker to a big name contract. You know, you've signed other players to these massive deals. This is what is happening right now, and they've got to do what they can with the lineup right now to make it best for the individuals that they have, and that's why this gets so tough once you get to the number 5 through 9 in this.
What about the third baseman these days, too? Where you at?
Right.
So, you know.
So, obviously, a story we continue to track and we'll continue to watch, but it made itself known last night in the 9th inning, for sure, when the Cubs were down 8-7. We have more coming up here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. We ask the question next, with the NBA draft being tonight, we're going to take a look at two contrasting processes. You've heard of trust the process, but I want to know, whose process do you trust? We'll play that game next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.